This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Tell how Banjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there is quiet, Cleveland's cold.
We are back live. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. I will be with you for the next hour, and I'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by transgender YouTube commentator Blair White. Now, she posted a video that was critical of Black Lives Matter. And just wait until you hear about the hatred, the harassment that she received as a result. She was doxxed. Her address was revealed. Her family was targeted by these Black Lives Matter extremists. But CNN told me, Sally Cohn told me that this was a peaceful group. Surely this can't be. We're going to talk to Blair White at the bottom of the hour. But again, we've seen this narrative after Dallas over and over again. I'm going to delve more into it after the break. But Black Lives Matter is just a peaceful group. How many videos, how many Facebook posts, how many actual violent attacks on cops, on other people, do we have to see before we change this narrative that Black Lives Matter is a peaceful group? Police officers in St. Paul, Minnesota, having concrete blocks dropped on their head. That happened on Saturday. Officer suffered a fractured spine, throwing fireworks at police officers, rallying up protesters saying we need to bust a cap in police officers, we need to run them down, we need to run up on them. We've got more news about this today. I'm going to get into it more after the break, but the Indy Channel is reporting IMPD officer's house shot 5 times, man in custody. This was a Black Lives Matter supporter got out of his vehicle, yelled F the police, and shot at this officer's house and car with his 10-year-old son in the house. Again, this is a peaceful group, of course. Don't forget, Sally Cohn, CNN, told me. This is out of the Detroit News. Detroit police arrest 4 for threats against cops. Detroit police arrested 4 men for allegedly threatening on Facebook to kill police officers. One of the men reportedly posted, quote, "All lives can't matter until black lives matter. Kill all white cops." But again, Black Lives Matter is a peaceful group. CNN told me. Sally Cohn told me. In fact, Sally Cohn told me that she hadn't seen anyone from Black Lives Matter, anyone sympathetic with Black Lives Matter, celebrating or justifying the attack on the Dallas police officers. Really? Really? You can go on Twitter at any minute of the day and see people celebrating this attack. Go on to Twitter right now and chant in pigs, cops, Black Lives Matter. You will see thousands of people every single day celebrating these attacks, justifying these attacks. Because as the El Paso police chief said the other day, this is a domestic hate group. If you had a bunch of, you know, right-wing Christians who said that their ideological inspiration was the Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, and that they wanted to kill all black people, they marched in major cities chanting to kill all black people. They posted on Facebook and Twitter, "We want to kill all black people." They violently attacked black people. Imagine if that was the situation. How would the media treat it? Would the media venerate such a group as, you know, a bold new protest movement, a bold new frontier in civil rights? Of course not. They would call them violent domestic extremists. We saw that just a few months ago up in Oregon. And those people weren't even violent to begin with. But again, Black Lives Matter, the founders of the organization say that their inspiration, Assata Shakur, is their guru. This is a convicted cop killer who is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. If right-wingers said that Timothy McVeigh was their inspiration and they were going to act on his message, would the media give them a fair shake? Well, of course not. But the media has built up this domestic hate group And now, unfortunately, it's leading to more violent attacks. We're going to get into that after the break, as well as talking about the latest on the migrant crisis, yet another mass molestation, this time in Sweden. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got objects, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. It's Paul Jones of Watson with the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, Bernie Sanders, the, quote, anti-Wall Street candidate, has just endorsed the ultimate Wall Street insider, Hillary Clinton. The deadbeat communist Bernie Sanders betrayed all the Bernie bros and sided with the most corrupt corporate politician in America. Well, imagine my shock. Now, the polls have said that they're very inaccurate. They say it could be 55%, in fact, 45% who are not going to vote for Hillary, up to 85% who will vote for Hillary in terms of Bernie Sanders supporters. When it comes to the day in question, will those Bernie bros actually cast their vote for Hillary? Well, I think a lot more of them will than those who say they will when asked by pollsters, because, of course, they don't want that dirty little secret to slip out. But when push comes to shove, I think all the Bernie bros will line up behind Hillary Clinton, because if they're so stupid to fall for this socialist rhetoric in the first place, then that tells you that they're easily led. So even though Bernie Sanders has endorsed the most Wall Street friendly politician in America, despite being, quote, the anti-Wall Street candidate. I don't think this revolt against Bernie will last for long. On the subject of election news, we've got a big exclusive story on Infowars.com right now. Bush operatives sabotage Trump effort to make release of 28 pages part of GOP platform. Now, of course, people don't realize that the Bush crime family still has a lot of power. Just because George W. Bush has gone half senile and, you know, spends most of his time painting terrible pictures in the bathroom mirror doesn't mean that the Bush crime family doesn't still have significant power within the GOP, especially with Jeb Bush. So now, according to sources close to the Trump campaign, Trump himself insisted on those 28 pages regarding Saudi Arabian involvement in 9/11 being included on the official GOP platform after next week's convention. And it initially passed. If you read the article, you can read the plank in full, delivering transparency on foreign government ties to 9/11. So it passed a national security subcommittee of the GOP platform, and it went forward to the main committee, but was rejected, according to our sources, after pressure from the Bushes. So that's a big story up on Infowars.com right now. But I wanted to get back into Black Lives Matter because, of course, CNN told me, Sally Cohn told me, that it was a really peaceful group, even as they drop concrete blocks on officers' heads, throw fireworks at them, shoot into their houses, threaten to kill white cops on Facebook. It's a peaceful group. People ask me if I get death threats. Yes, I get death threats every day, and I post them on Twitter. Not because I really care, not because I want them to have their accounts deleted. I don't give a damn. But it just gives you an insight into the fact that the tolerant, peaceful left are the most vicious, the most violent. So this was a nice, friendly message I received today. You're a little bitch. You live in London and talk shit about African Americans. It's embarrassing that you think cops aren't racist. Hashtag, we the terrorists now. And this nice, friendly message that I receive ends, you effing bitch, you'll get killed. And that's from a Black Lives Matter supporter, which is a peaceful group, because CNN told me so. And again, you see this division that's being created. If you talk out, if you speak out, if you criticize Black Lives Matter, that must mean that you hate African Americans. That must mean you hate black people. The same with Islam. If you talk out, if you speak out, if you criticize the ideology of Islam, that must mean you hate Muslims. If you speak out against the ideology of feminism, that must mean you hate women. Well, no, because it's an ideology. Feminism is not a gender. Islam is not a race. And Black Lives Matter is not a color. It's an ideology. So yes, you can criticize it. Yes, you can say it's leading black people down a rabbit hole. It's ensconcing them in this grievance ghetto culture that's partly responsible for the fact that crime rates amongst black people in many areas of America are disproportionately high. And I'm sorry if facts hurt your feeling. If facts hurt your feelings, well, that's a fact. It's a statistic. You can go across the board and see it in every inner city in America. And on that subject, Mark Lamont Hill, this leftist race baiter, was debating a law enforcement analyst, Harry Hook, on CNN. Basically, Hook brought up these statistics that black people are prone to criminality, not because of the pigmentation of their skin, but because of the culture that glorifies criminality, because of this socioeconomic situation pushed by the left that keeps black people in the ghetto, keeps them dependent on food stamps, keeps them dependent on welfare. In return for votes, that's why the left wants to keep black people down. We've gone over it again and again. But let's go to these two clips. First, Harry Hook lays out the stats, and then we'll get to the second clip when we come back. Here's the first clip from CNN.
When a police officer does do something bad, we have a space to see, to not have other police investigate them, but instead we have civilian review boards, we have citizen review boards. These types of things actually give us the kind of transparency that we need.
How real is it that if you were on the job and you knew a guy was dirty, you would be worried about coming forward? Because what if it's not, you know, a clean situation? What if it comes back on you? You know, you need your brothers and sisters within the force to support yourselves?
Well, it's an issue, but there is a there. When I was in internal affairs, we had this thing that was called the action desk. Right? Believe it or not, I think about over half the calls we got were from other police officers making allegations on police officers doing bad things on the street. But let's see, listen, Chris, this isn't a one-sided argument here. Okay, we're talking about three different things here, all about the police department, but facts have got to matter. If we want to make some changes here on what's going on, the police have already recognized the fact that we have some issues that we've got to deal with, all right? Now the black community has got to also understand that they have issues that they have to deal with, all right? This is not a one-way street here. Now, you got police officers, you got the Ferguson effect that we're dealing with today, all right? It's because police officers are second-guessed right away. We had the incident in Louisiana and in Minneapolis, okay? We don't know what happened there, okay, especially what happened in Minneapolis. All right, the investigation is still going on, but to come out with the rhetoric that the police officers were racist when there's no evidence to indicate that racism was involved has got to stop. All right, if that doesn't stop, then this thing about the disparity of blacks and whites in jails, that's got to stop, because I got statistics right here which will prove me right in New York City alone. Okay, blacks are 23%. They make up
of the population.
Right, of the population. 75% of all shootings, 70% of all robberies, and 60% of all violent crimes. All right, the whites only 3%. Now, that is why there were more blacks in jail than there are whites.
But that's okay.
And now let me just finish here, and then go. All right. So we look at that statistic. All right, they turn it around. You know, the racial demagogues out there turn it around that the blacks are being picked on. It's not. So the facts and these statistics, all right, have to be addressed, and you've got to understand them.
So that's Harry Hook on CNN debating Mark Lamont Hill. And we've got another clip. We might not get a chance to play it, but he's laying out the facts that black people are more prone to criminality. Mark Lamont Hill comes back. He doesn't try to dispute any of those facts. And in fact, that's replicated in a Media Matters article on this issue. Of course, Media Matters being an Obama administration front, literally meets with the Obama White House every week to decide who to attack in the media. They can't debate him on the facts. They can't answer the charge that black people are having more violent confrontations with police because they commit more crimes. Objective fact. We've been over it again and again. So what do they do? Mark Lamont Hill comes back and says, I can't believe you're saying black people are more prone to criminality. Harry Hook says, well, they are. Here are the stats. What do you say about the stats? He has nothing to say about the stats. What does he have? He has the word racist. And that's it. He thinks that wins him the debate. Listen, the fact, you know, you can ask the question, are black people in America more prone to criminality than white people? Yes. The facts clearly show that. Does that mean that all black people are criminals? No. But that's not the debate. You know, are Muslims more prone to violence than Christians? Yes. The facts clearly show that. Virtually every terror attack that happens is done by Muslims. The facts clearly show that. Is it because of race? No. Islam isn't a race. Again, that's not the debate. But the left has to make it about race. They have to ignore the facts and just label everyone racist to shut down the debate. Is it about the pigmentation of someone's skin? Is it about culture? Is it about socioeconomics? Well, yes. Young people, young black people, their entire subculture is based around the glorification of criminality, this hip-hop gangster culture. And you've had black intellectuals who, of course, are completely panned by the left because they don't toe the dogma, like Thomas Sowell, who have come out and documented this connection between hip-hop gangster thug culture and criminality amongst young black people. If that's all they see, if that's what they're told to aspire to, then how do you think they're going to behave? And then you've got the entire socio-economic morass, which black people are ensconced in. Again, it's based around the left keeping black people in the ghetto, keeping them dependent, keeping them on welfare, keeping them on food stamps in return for their votes. They don't care about black people becoming empowered. They don't care about black people becoming self-sufficient. They don't care about black people becoming independent. Because all they're interested in is
getting the vote. That's all they care about. But until we have this conversation on both sides of the equation about police brutality, but also about black criminality and what causes that, we're never going to fix the issue. And merely calling somebody racist is not an answer to the problem. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away, Infowars.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Why don't you just
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live. After the break, we're going to go to Blair White, popular new transgender YouTube commenter,
commentator. She made a video about Black Lives Matter and was completely harassed, targeted, doxxed, had her family threatened. We're going to get the full story from Blair White, but again, this is a peaceful group, CNN told me, Sally Cohn told me. We're going to get more into that, but first, migrants rape, molest women at anti-racism festival in Sweden. It's our old friends, once again, the liberal basket case known as Sweden. This is up on Infowars.com. Women attending an anti-racism music festival in Sweden were raped and molested by migrant men in yet another shocking example of how the West is importing a real rape culture. Now, the police spokesman came out and said that the culprits, surprise, surprise, were, quote, foreign men. So you've got all these Swedish love and light hippies at this music festival, this peace and love festival, out there to enjoy themselves. These are probably the same people that held up refugees welcome signs. And once again, we have a massive rape scandal on our hands, a massive molestation scandal. Remember last summer in Stockholm, the Swedish police were caught covering up a similar mass molestation. It's happened yet again. How many times does this have to happen before feminists say anything about it? In fact, the organizers of this anti-racism festival, they blamed all men. We saw the same thing after Cologne. Again, hundreds and hundreds of women molested en masse New Year's Eve. What did the local feminist groups do immediately afterwards? They came out and blamed German men, when in almost every instance the culprits were either newly arrived asylum seekers or supposedly integrated, assimilated migrants who had been there for a couple of years. This isn't a problem with German men. This isn't a problem with Nordic drinking culture, as the Norwegian government came out and tried to claim after they had a similar mass molestation. Now, during this incident, you actually had a woman raped in the middle of the audience, in the middle of a music concert. It's not as if this was happening, you know, off on the sidelines behind closed doors. Right in the middle of this field, a woman is being raped. And again, according to this police spokesman, they used the same tactics that we saw in Cologne. Groups of men crowding round women, distracting them while others grope and molest. But not just groping and molesting in this situation, actual full-on rape. Now, I looked into the place where this happened, Bolange. This is a place that's another one of these Muslim no-go area ghettos. Just 2 months ago, police, ambulance workers, and even shop workers were being attacked. Cars were being set on fire. This is one of the areas that's enjoyed the bountiful beauties of cultural enrichment since Sweden opened its doors to mass immigration back in the 70s. And in fact, in this article, I've linked to the chart for Bolange, this area of Sweden, where you can see the crime rate. And since the late 70s, it's gone straight up as a result of the bountiful cultural enrichment that they've received as a result of mass immigration. Now, remember, even the New York Times admitted a couple of days ago, even they reported on the fact, if you read the article, they admit that most of the culprits at these other two mass molestation incidents, again at music festivals, the Bravala Festival and the Putte Parken Music Festival, in fact, John Bowne did a video about that, which is on the Alex Jones channel, again, most of the attackers identified as foreigners. We had the president of the German Federal Crime Police Office out of Cologne admit in an article in USA Today yesterday, and we featured this as well, quote, there is a connection between the emergence of this phenomenon and the rapid migration in 2015. Okay, that's not Pegida saying that. That's not right-wing racists saying that. That's the president of the German Federal Crime Police finally admitting that this is a problem. Are feminists going to admit that large numbers of men coming into the country who treat women as second-class citizens, who treat them as cattle, is that, are they going to acknowledge that as a problem? Or are they going to continue to whine about manspreading and all these other ridiculous Western gynocentric issues which have nothing to do with the fact that women are under threat? We're importing a real rape culture into the West,
and feminists are absolutely silent on it, as women are being attacked and raped over and over again. We'll be back on The Alex Jones Show with Blair White. Don't go away. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who pay full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Now, I just want to draw your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, because this is really how we're changing the narrative. If we didn't have our reporters out at these events, you know, at the Black Lives Matter events, at the Donald Trump rallies, we would never be able to change the narrative. Again, we had this narrative a few months ago that, you know, Donald Trump was responsible for the violence at his rallies. Well, we actually sent people out there with cameras to show you the violent, unhinged left and how they were responsible for the violence. We've been at Black Lives Matter process where we've caught a lot of this on tape, and that's because of your support. That's why we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because we're challenging the mainstream media. We're ruining, we're wrecking their narratives simply by having people out there in the field shining a light on all this. So you can go and get the Go Smile Sonic Pro system, the Go Smile teeth whitening gel. Those products are fresh in the InfoWars store. Of course, the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, which has prompted headlines, appeared in news stories nationwide.
We've got the 1 year supply, the 6 month supply of InfoWars Life Select. Again, amazing deals at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's incredibly important for you to go and support us because, again, we're taking on the mainstream media and now we're starting to have success. You can see exactly where your money is going when you support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're going to go to our guest, who is Blair White, a YouTuber, transgender commentator. You can search Blair White on Twitter or YouTube. Her accounts will come up. And again, when this goes up on YouTube, we'll put the links in the description. Now, Blair, you posted a video about a week ago, I think, called Black Lives Matter is Trash. You went straight out there with it, got in people's faces, basically, with the truth. You know, the video talked about, and in fact, we can see some of it in the background here. You talked about how these Black Lives Matter morons crashed this vigil to the Orlando massacre victims to reinforce their oppression Olympics hierarchy. And then you basically went through the fact that Black Lives Matter as a movement has completely failed. You know, we got race relations, the worst in modern history. We've got black people still killing each other in droves. Now Black Lives Matter, the ideology, is inspiring actual terrorists to go out and kill people. And of course, the big one for me, millions of Americans are now not even interested in police brutality or addressing it as an issue because of its association with this colossally stupid, violent and divisive Black Lives Matter movement. Now, you put out this video. Tell us what was in the video and what happened after you posted it.
Okay, so in the video, it was, I think it was at Mizzou, and it was a Black Lives Matter activist who hijacked the stage and the microphone to basically advertise Black Lives Matter racial demonstrations and say that the people that were there to mourn the deaths of the 49 people slain in the Orlando shooting were racist, implying that they were unintelligent because they were white, and basically just using it to push her own narrative rather than to be respectful for what it was, which was, you know, mourning 49 slain people. It's pretty amazing.
And we saw the same thing in, I think it was Toronto, Canada, last weekend, where they hijacked this gay pride march to reinforce this oppression Olympics. I think there's this fear that, you know, their control of that narrative of gay people in general, of this LGBT community, which you're a member of, is starting to slip away. And those people are being relegated. They're being put up at the bottom of the oppression Olympics hierarchy. And they're trying to reinforce, again, their supremacy, because Black Lives Matter is a divisive supremacist group, above those people, because, again, they're starting to listen to people like you, people like me. I mean, after Orlando, I got so many positive messages from gay people, from LGBT people, you know, saying that they were buying guns. They were starting to watch conservative libertarian YouTube videos. They were starting to think about voting for Donald Trump because they're just sick of being told what to think by the left. So you posted this video, and then the peaceful Black Lives Matter group, Sally Cohn and CNN, told me it was peaceful. So I guess it is. They weren't too happy with it. Tell us what happened afterwards.
No, you know, unlike when I make a video about, say, feminism, where you'll have like two feminists in the comment sections arguing, Black Lives Matter is actually very organized. And if they set a target, they're coming for a target. And basically what happened was one prominent Twitter in the Black Lives Matter, I don't know, community shared my video. And then from there, it was just like they descended, which is totally fine because I make videos to encourage, you know, discourse and disagreement and everything. But no one really challenged the ideas in my video. They just kind of made, you know, ad hominem attacks. And eventually a Twitter got a hold of me. They're a doxing Twitter. And on their timeline, they had doxed like dozens and dozens of people, including their addresses, phone numbers, other information, employers, and were encouraging people to actually go to their homes and enact violence upon them. So at that point, I decided to kind of go on a social media blackout. And I kind of said, because a few of my family members were getting messaged, and I was kind of like, I'll take the heat, but my family didn't really sign up to be as public as me. So I did go kind of under, and people were saying I was banned. I saw that you tweeted that I was like banned by Twitter, which I can see why people would think that, because given the current climate, a lot of voices like ours are being censored, but it wasn't the case.
You had to basically deactivate your Twitter account because these people were posting your address or trying to get your address, trying to get other people to threaten you. Again, we saw the same thing about a week or two ago with the 16-year-old Trump supporter. Remember, we put out the footage of him basically disagreeing with this stupid Black Lives Matter supporter who thought that Donald Trump's wife was an illegal immigrant, basically completely owned him in a debate. That guy got some attention on, you know, YouTube, on Twitter. They posted a picture of him at his workplace. They actively tried to encourage other BLM people to go out and harass this 16-year-old black kid simply because he supports Donald Trump. So, again, the point I make over and over again, you know, leftists are the most intolerant people in politics. And again, while, you know, while they claim to celebrate and advance the LGBT community, it seems to me that they save their most vicious attacks for members of the LGBT community who dare to disagree with them. So why do you think... Yeah, go ahead.
Basically what it is, you know, Black Lives Matter unless it's a black person who disagrees with you. Because I saw a bunch of tweets from them towards that kid that you guys had on your channel. And they were saying they were going to kill him, beat him up, find his workplace, find his house. It was crazy. And I saw, like, evidence on the Twitter that was doxing me and others that people were actually, like, talking about going to people's homes. That's kind of the main reason why I went under. And then the LGBT thing, of course, like, SJWs claim to care about trans lives, trans voices, talk about how we're always silenced, but they care when trans people are parroting their agenda. They don't care when trans people have their own opinions, which may differ from theirs.
No, exactly. I mean, look at what happened with Caitlyn Jenner. You know, when she first came out last year, she was celebrated as a goddess by the left. They were like, bow down to the goddess. How dare you even criticize or critique her lifestyle? Then she came out, you know, a few months later, 6 months later, as quite a vehement conservative. She attacked Hillary Clinton on her own show. And then suddenly she wasn't so well liked by the left, correct?
Isn't that funny how, like, the new thing in 2016 is coming out as a conservative or coming out as not being progressive when it used to be like coming out as trans or coming out as gay? I just think it's funny. I've had so many people message me saying that they are either LGBT or just anyone, and they are so uncomfortable to share their political views or their social views because they'll lose their job. And I don't really blame them. You know, like, there's a small number of us that are actually willing to be on the internet and be super open and use our names and show our faces because it actually is kind of risky.
No, it is. I mean, and it's the same with Brexit here in the United Kingdom and especially London. I mean, I went to a Brexit drinks party a couple of weeks ago, and everyone there said, I'm afraid to tell anyone that I voted for Brexit because I might get fired, because I might get socially ostracized. And again, why is that? Why can't conservatives be comfortable in their political views? Well, it's because leftists are intolerant, and they will gang up in groups to publicly shame people to get them fired. And again, in some cases, with the more violent extremist elements of Black Lives Matter, actually threaten to go out and target people, harass them violently in their own homes. So again, it underscores the fact that the left is completely intolerant.
Absolutely. And I think, like, one of the main criticisms I got of my video from BLM was that, of course, that I was racist, so I was speaking against black people. I think it's interesting that there's this conflation of black people and Black Lives Matter, when in reality, there's a lot of people of all races within the movement. Of course, there's a lot of black people. But, I was looking at the news story of all those protesters that were arrested who were blocking traffic. I think it was on, like, I-49 or something. Forgive me if that number is wrong. But and they were all white that were arrested. So that tells you possibly two things, right? It tells you that, first of all, criticizing Black Lives Matter is not inherently criticizing black people because it's full of white people in the movement as well. And then it also kind of shows that the police right now are scared to arrest black people. If all the protesters that were arrested, literally every single one, I think there was like 25 or 30, were white.
No, that's the point. Black Lives Matter is an ideology. It's not a race.
Yeah.
That's like saying if you criticize feminism, then you hate women. Feminism is not a gender. Okay, you've got the Washington Times reporting today. Black Vanderbilt professor says Black Lives Matter movement is pure Marxism. Okay, this is a black female professor criticizing Black Lives Matter. Is she racist? You have the black Harvard economist who did this study, which found that there was no racial bias in officer-involved shootings. And in fact, if you look at Houston, he found that black people were 20% less likely to get shot by cops compared to white people. Again, black Harvard economist. Is he racist for coming out with a study that counters the Black Lives Matter narrative? Again, BLM is not a race. It's an ideology. Ideologies are not immune from criticism, and calling somebody a racist isn't an argument. It's not a rebuttal. Now, I wanted to ask you here, we've got about 5 minutes left. There's also this YouTuber, I believe, who attacked you in a video called Onision. And basically, this is a guy who makes videos claiming that feminism is about gender equality because that's what the dictionary definition says. When, of course, we know that modern feminism is actually this, you know, leftist supremacist hate movement that has nothing whatsoever to do with equality. But he has got a pretty substantial YouTube audience, which mainly consists of 15-year-old girls. In fact, he had a poll on his Twitter in which he asked how old his audience was, and most of them were, you know, 14 to 17 years old. But again, that's quite a sizable mob. He did a video attacking you, and again, your accounts got flooded with harassment. Is that correct?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm never one to be like, oh, people are harassing me. It's not really that. First of all, the hate mob was 13-year-olds, so I was not really affected. But I think that's all you really need to know about them, is that they're all, you know, little kids. His video, was it attacking me? Not necessarily. I made a response video to him first. He made an original video talking about feminism, which was just the stupidest thing on the planet. And so I made a video rebutting that one. He made another video 2 days ago in which he was, he didn't respond to a single one of my points about feminism. He just responded to, like, the jokes that I made, which was stupid. So it kind of did just add on that, like, the same day that Black Lives Matter was descending upon me, all of these 13-year-olds of Onision were too. But again, I wasn't really even thinking about the Onision fans. It was more, the Black Lives Matter people who were actually, you know, potentially
those
a threat.
Those are the most extreme. Exactly. But again, it's a peaceful group while they're, you know, shooting at officers' houses and dropping concrete blocks on their head. They're completely peaceful. Sally Cohn told me, CNN told me. Now, I wanted to switch gears. We've got a few minutes left, but transgender bathrooms, you know, we had the big, massive, months-long debate about the North Carolina bathroom bill. Given that transgender people make up about 0.3% of the population, and I don't really know your take on this, but they make up such a small minority of the population. Why is there such a huge debate over this? Why is it even an issue? Why do you think the left is pushing this?
Well, what you're seeing is the politicization of transgenderism, which is so interesting to me, and it's actually one of the main reasons why I started my channel, because I saw what was once, in my mind, just a medical diagnosis suddenly turned into a social justice cause and into, you know, this political game. And as far as the bathrooms go, part of me wishes we could just go back to the days where people didn't know what in the world being trans was, because trans people have been, you know, using the restrooms for as long as they've been around. I think that both sides were kind of dumb on that issue. I think that on one side, there was definitely some rape hysteria coming from the super far right. And on the left-hand side, there was basically, like, really weird pushes for, like, gender-neutral bathrooms, which most trans people don't even want. Most trans people just identify as one or the other. They don't identify as genderless and something in between. So to me, it was just a big cluster F of things that I didn't even have too strong of an opinion on either way.
So again, it's the left kind of appropriating the narrative from transgender people and again, using them to go after people who they disagree with politically. The point I made was that if somebody wants to identify as a woman, then make the effort to identify as a woman. I mean, you could go in a woman's bathroom at any point, nobody would bat an eyelid. I think the problem lies with the people who just, you know, wishy-washy identify as different people from one day to the next. Yeah. And that's when it becomes a problem, right?
Yeah, and I think that's the difference between what I call the Tumblrites, the trans trenders, and, like, actual trans people who have had a medical diagnosis and are doing the best with their situation. And the truth is, like you said, if you do make an effort, you should be fine. But it's the people who, like you said, willy-nilly want to go back and forth or say that they're a third gender or whatever. Those people actually, they're co-opting what trans is, and they're actually making it harder for actual trans people. But again, we're such a small percentage of the population. I've never been one to expect some huge dramatic social change to accommodate such a small group, you know?
Exactly. Now, we're coming up against the break. So in the final minute, Blair, just tell people how they can find your YouTube videos, your Twitter account, etc.
Okay, so first of all, my YouTube, which please subscribe, it's youtube.com/BlairWhiteX, and it's an E at the end of Blair. My Twitter is twitter.com/MSBlairWhite, again with an E on Blair. And then other than that, you can just Google me and have fun.
Okay, and I'll put this interview up on my YouTube channel so people will be able to see it and share it tomorrow. Blair White, thanks for joining us.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, there goes Blair White again. Black Lives Matter is a peaceful group. They don't attack cops. They don't dox people. They don't threaten to reveal their addresses. They don't drop concrete blocks on cops' heads. They don't shoot into cops' home. They don't, you know, put out death threats on Twitter on a minute-by-minute basis. They're completely peaceful. Anyone that says otherwise is a racist. CNN told me. Sally Cohn told me. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I mentioned this before the break. Washington Times reports Black Vanderbilt professor says Black Lives Matter movement is, quote, pure Marxism. Again, a black professor criticizing the Black Lives Matter movement. I guess she's racist. This is at the College Fix. Black Harvard economist finds no racial bias in officer-involved shootings. The youngest black professor ever to receive tenure at Harvard and recipient of an economics prize for most promising American economist under the age of 40 has just upended the conventional wisdom on police shootings. There is no racial bias when officers fire on suspects, according to a new study by Professor Roland Fryer. Black suspects are actually less likely to be shot than other suspects. What do you think about that, Mark Lamont Hill? Facts don't care about your feelings. Calling somebody a racist isn't an argument. What are you going to do, call this black Harvard professor a racist for finding these results in his study? Again, this is from the article. In tense situations, officers in Houston were about 20% less likely to shoot a suspect if the suspect was black, says the study conducted by a black Harvard economist. He must be a racist. Now, there's still no justice for the people in Idaho. This is out of WorldNet Daily. Mom of Idaho rape victim were being treated as criminals. This is more than a month after her 5-year-old daughter was allegedly raped by a child refugee from Iraq. Lanley Shelley of Twin Falls, Idaho, says her little girl is still traumatized by the incident while local authorities have denied her access to basic documents such as the 911 transcripts, police, and medical reports. So you remember the video a few weeks ago, we had the local residents in front of the town council absolutely furious that they were getting no answers on this. And now the victims are being stopped from getting answers, from getting transcripts in the effort to get justice. There's something absolutely rotten going on in the town of Twin Falls, Idaho. So we're going to continue to keep on top of that story. Business Insider reports the government may have broken the law with the EU referendum. The government failed to follow its own rules in the way it ran the Brexit referendum, according to a leading constitutional expert who said he agrees with a prominent Eurosceptic lawyer who raised the same point in the House of Commons. Basically, what's going on is they're trying to argue that because the government fear-mongering on Brexit wasn't successful and that the majority of people voted for leave, that means the referendum should be run again. Absolutely ridiculous. And this is coming out the same argument from people who say that. I had an argument with someone on Facebook today who said, you're anti-democratic for refusing to support a second referendum. Okay, so this is somebody who wants to ignore, annul, and cancel the democratic will of the British people in the biggest turnout for a vote on anything for decades. They want to annul that. They want to cancel that. They want to have as many referendums as is necessary until they get the result they want. And yet they have the temerity, they have the nerve to call me anti-democratic. This is how these people operate. Now we've got The Sun reporting, psychiatrists reveal alarming rise in number of patients seeking help for Brexit and anxiety. Concerned psychiatrists say they have been deluged with patients seeking help for Brexit and anxiety since the vote to ditch the EU. So all the little safe space triggly puffs are just melting down and crying because they lost the vote. Again, they're out on the streets trying to annul the democratic will of the British people in the name of love, when in fact they're authoritarian, they're anti-democratic, everything about them should be rejected. And yes, we are going to Brexit. You lost, deal with it, get over it. Going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.